in Klal Ayin Aleph where it ice tests. Here the Chachmas Sadim touches on something that I mentioned last time regarding somebody who has one minig and is involved with somebody else who has a competing minig. Well, let's see his psak. Mishanayi bedavar iser, somebody who's naig to be machmir on something. Mekayach shasayva shadina hu hachi. The heels is no difference if you're machmir because you feel that's the halacha. Ay mekayach chumra shehichmir al atzmai. Or if you recognize that it's muta min adin, and you do it only as a chumra. Either way, muta lechol imacherim shenayig abay heter. He's allowed to eat with others that are nayig heter. Devadai lo yichiluhu davar shenayig abay iser. We're certain that they won't feed him something that's usher according to his shita. Of avad sheyidiyim shenayig abay iser. As long as he lets them know that he's nayig and iser. Now this would seem to depend on who you're dealing with. And it does, but he's saying as a rule, the general rule is that if you're involved with somebody, if you're dealing with from people, just like they won't give you something that's treif according to their own shita, the assumption is that they'll respect your shita and won't start up with you. I just wonder if it's that way today. I don't know.
Somebody who doesn't.
Generally, he will. There are certain things that become cultural schisms between groups. It's like, I don't know, there's some things that are, it depends who you're dealing with. There are areas in which people feel really, they feel insecure. They feel on the defensive. Someone is secure and is kula, and someone says like a chumra, it doesn't bother him. Fine, you know. Each one had a shita, and they didn't feed each other what the other couldn't use. But today, many people are insecure in their kulas, and therefore they make fun of or ridicule people who do things differently, and they just wonder if it's that way.
If someone's a host and they invite somebody who
the assumption is you accommodate them.
Has a filter on his faucet. If I don't have a filter on my faucet and I invite them over, I'm going to wipe out water.
You're a tzaddik. Not everyone. Yeah. Some people are very comfortable. They're very comfortable saying, I'm Ashkenazi or Sephardi. We do things differently. That they're comfortable with because they're secure. They know Ashkenazim do this, Sephardim do this. When it comes to a filter on the water, many people are very insecure. They're very insecure when they.
If you went to Rebelsky's house,
yeah.
You think that he tell you that did he put a filter?
I assume he didn't. He held it was mutter. But I assume he wouldn't give me. He's secure, but he wouldn't give me water that's unfiltered. I have no idea where Abraham Ein holds. No, David was signed the signature. It's Aser. No, David signed that it's Aser. David is very machmir when it comes to the water. He's the biggest machmir, and he holds Shabbos. He's not allowed to turn on the faucet. He holds it's Aser Mikra Adin. David is one of the big machmir in it. He holds it's Aser Mikra Adin.
I don't filter my water and I'm sitting at a picnic and I have a bottle and somebody's going to have a drink, I'm not going to tell them it's not filtered but if I invite someone as a guest,
there should be no difference if he's a guest or if he's,
if I'm inviting somebody, I know that.
All right, I don't know. Anyway, the halach is that if he's a from yid and you tell him that I don't use this, then you have to assume he won't give it to you.
If I tell you he doesn't use it, then you wouldn't give it to him. You wouldn't give it to him.
Sukkot and Yud. Hamoicher dover isla chaver, right? It says somebody sold something to someone else that was treif. Well, he made a mistake. He sold him something in his treif. If you send out a recall, we sold something treif. So if the person didn't eat it yet, so of course he can bring it back to the store, right? He gets a refund. He returned the money to him. That's simple. Now, v'im kvar ochlai, what would you say? You sold somebody by mistake. Somebody sold something treif, to a customer. The customer bought it, and he ate it. Now he discovers, oops, you know, it was tripe. So he sends out a recall. So the guy who waits, is he entitled to his money back?
Yes.
What? Chashmishpat. Okay, so he brings it here. Listen to what he says. He says it depends. Depends if it's a deraisa, it's a drabanan. Imu is a taira. If what he ate was in a deraisa, masalay adami, mishum knas. Now, the knas is, it's half knas. If kosher meat costs twice as much as treifa meat, you sell them treif as kosher. Half the money you have to give back mikaradin. Because you overcharge them. But even the price for the treifa meat that you sold him, he would have never bought the treifa meat. So you have to give him back the full money of it's in a sederaisa. Now, let's say he sold this sederaisa. If you still have it, you give it back to the so you get a refund. But not by a drabbanon, if you ate it, you don't have to give it back. Now, I believe that the way the Chachma Sadam brings it is not the way the Nesivus brings it. The way he's bringing it, what's the difference between a deraisa and a drabbanon? Saying deraisa is a knas, and if the person ate it, you have to give it back his money. And a drabbanon, there's no knas on a drabbanon, so if he ate it already, you don't have to give him back his money. That's the way the Chachma Sadam presents it. I think this is Reish Lamed Vav in Chayshemish, but is that the simon?
Yeah, he's asking questions.
Bemezid a knas. He's saying only bemezid is a knas, and that's it. Otherwise, he ate it, he doesn't get his money back. What? By drabbanon, there's no knas even bemezid, and by deraisa, it's not the only bemezid. What? Yeah, the overcharge. You have to get back, but the price.
The guy on the NWJ was selling it as glock, and it wasn't glock.
The price difference, he really owes everybody.
What?
The price difference. Yeah, but the price difference he owes him. If I sell you a generic something, assuming it's inferior, I don't know if it is, but a generic something, when it's you have to give me the price difference. Now, here, the Nesivus has a different understanding. It's one of the most famous Yesaitis of the Nesivus. Nesivus says that the difference between Issa Deraisa and Issa Drabanan is that an Issa Deraisa is Asa Be'etzem. Whether you eat it by mistake, Beheter, whatever. Issa is Issa. Deraisa is the Cheftza. Nevela is Nevela. Let's say I've said it's Asa Be'Drabanan. So Nesiva says Drabanan don't create Issa. The object is not Asa. Why do I have to listen to Drabanan? The Torah says that you have to obey the Chachamim. So the Siva says, let's see. If somebody, it's on the Gavra. He says, let's say somebody accidentally, without knowing, ate something that the Chachamim told him not to eat. Was he ever an Isser?
No.
What would be by Kibbur Aveim? So my father says, I don't want anybody eating Stern's cake. Only rice. I'm making a stir's cake. So let's say as kibbut aveim, I have to listen to him. But now, I didn't know he said it. He said it 2 miles away. I'm sitting here. I don't know anything about it, and I eat it. Would you say I was over and I very b'shegeg? It was disrespectful to my father b'shegeg? No, because my father didn't tell me. I don't know he said it. I never got the instructions. The chiddush of Nesivus is that an issa d'rabbanan is only aser because you're disrespecting the rabbanan. You're disobeying the Rabbanan. If you don't know the Rabbanan said it to you, you're not disobeying them. And since you're not disobeying them, there's no Aveira. You chap what he's saying? If you eat B'shaygeg and Issa Rabbanan, nothing happened. So therefore, there's no refund. You ate a Rabbanan, it's not because there's no Knas, it's because there's no Aveira. Eating a Rabbanan B'shaygeg isn't an Aveira. The Aveira is disobeying the Chachamim. You didn't disobey them. If you don't know they commanded you not to eat it. So Nesivus is saying that the Chachamim can't create an Issa Cheftza. They only create an Issa, it's only an Issa of Kvay Tamidei Chachamim, Vizehu. So in the yeshiva world, we have one major struggle, not we, I mean the Gedalei Acharonim, have a struggle as follows.
What happens if it's Savi Deraisa?
What? No, Savi Deraisa is an Issa Deraisa.
Because your bottom says it's an
Israel. No, well, no. Most Rishonim hold Sabdari says Darius. Yeah, the Rambam disagrees. But well, one second. Let me get back to Nesivis. Nesivis says an Issa Rabban is not an Issa Be'etzem. It's just disobeying the Chacham. The tricky part with this is, according to this, why can't I lechatchila give you an Issa Rabban and you don't know about it? If it's not really Aser, it's only Aser because you're disobeying the Chachamim. And if you don't know that they commanded you, that you're not disobeying the Chachamim. So what's the problem? I have something that's not kosher with the Rabban, and I can put it out on the plate in shul, and everyone assumes it's kosher. They're not over on anything. They're not over.
But
yes,
for him,
disrespecting.
I'm disrespecting.
You're disrespecting. All right, yeah, so the person puts it out. So let me rephrase it. All right. It is right. So I'm disrespecting. Let me rephrase it. Let's say there's a plate of Issa D'Rabbanan. I see someone walk over to eat it on his own. I don't put it out for him. I see someone come over to eat it. Do I have to tell him anything? I'm the mashgiach in the store, and it was bishalakum. It's a drabban. Not only bishalakum, people are walking in and eating it. Do I have to blow the whistle? Tell him 1 minute. It's a drabban. Do I have to tell people? They don't know that they're disobeying the rabban.
This one you get stuck on. Yeah, you do have to tell them.
But he only would want to know because the assumption is there's some aveira and eating it without knowing. But if we would know that there's no aveira at all, eating without knowledge, then why would you want to know? I'd rather not know. If he's aware of such a din, that it's not an aveira, so then everything's fine. They can eat it. If he's aware that such a din, that if you don't know about it, it's not an aveira.
If I told the Rav that what the Rav ate for breakfast this morning was not kosher, and the Rav's not
pretzels, what could be not kosher? Have pretzels with some coffee.
Would the
rope
be able to sleep?
If the Nesivis would tell me I didn't do an Aveira, I'll sleep very well. I trust them. I trust the Nesivis. Yeah. Oh, you think it is okay? 100%. Misasek is a separate issue, and it's always a separate issue. Misasek is not so posh. There are many. Rav Zalman says it. He says it. All right. Okay. It may be true about misasek, but that's not the same. That means what you're saying is, if I want to bring something to shul, I can just slip it in your pocket without your knowledge, and you'll be a misasek. I can have you carry it to shul for me. Now my guests come to me for Shabbos, right before they leave, I'll slip something in the pocket, you know, and they'll be like, carry it to shul for me. And when they get here, I'll say, Yeshkayach, I'll take it out of the pocket. Alright? It may be. But is that true about every Yisrael Rabbanon too? That you don't have to be the Lefreshim Yisura by Yisrael Rabbanon? So I don't know, there are those, I think Rabbi Chanan, I think, said there's a difference between a Rabbanon, which is a fresh Darabanan, like Mukta, it's a new Darabanan, and a Darabanan, which is a Me'en Dairaisa, like there's a Bas Mechav Dairaisa, Bas Mechav Darabanan. That there's a rule that call Darabanan can Dairaisa Tiknu. So when it's an appendage to the Dairaisa, then it becomes an Issachefza. And, when it's a brand new Isser, then what the Siva says is true. So he makes this Chalim.
Distinguish.
Well, we do find differences in halacha between kulei
d'rabbanan,
chicken and milk. So kulei says chicken and milk is deraisa. The guy said atu basa b'chalam, so they gave it the same rules as basa b'chalam. So it's logical. The Chazal were afraid if people do fish, chicken and milk, they'll do meat and milk. So therefore, they gave it the same rules. D'rabbanan can deraisa.
I understand they gave the same rules. Why? Yeah. If he doesn't b'shagig and he eats it. So why should
he do? Because Chazal gave it the same rules. So
what?
Since Chazal gave it the same rules, so Mimela has the same rules. I think if Bachana makes the Schilag of Arko correctly, it's all right. What? Bemezid? Deliberately. Yeah, I'm not talking about my discussion now is when you do Bishalke. Deliberately, you're right.
No, but
The seller did it b'mezid. The eater ate it without knowledge.
The seller
knew what he was selling. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, that's Tess. That's Yud rather. Yud Aleph, the last halacha of this klal. Ha'aymer l'mishu chashid lechal gavina shel nachrim. Yeah, first chashid on one thing. And this is an example. On trefa cheese. A guy's cheese. He tells him, k'neili gavina k'shera mimumcha v'hevilai. He said, buy me kosher cheese from a trustworthy person, and he brought it from a k'shera v'aymer. We have a rule: if you chashid lo isay davar, then you're not neman lo isay davar. Aval im amar loy me ish poloini memumcha kanisi, something that you can be mavar, that you could check. He says, I bought it from such and such a person. Neman demirtas shema yishlo lo isay poloini. Then there's a mirtas, something you could check. There's a mirtas that you may ask him. Be'efsher. Afilu amaloi hamishalayach, rak shiikloi gavina kshera. Even he didn't tell him where to buy it. He just said in general, buy me kosher cheese. Avo bishaloi amaloi mimumcha neman, kibet shamaloi mimcha pleini kodisi mirtis. So this vafshir is like this. If I tell the person buy it only from a reliable person, he's certainly mirtis when he says he bought it from pleini. The question is, when I just told him buy me gavina kosher, he didn't have to buy it. He didn't have to tell me a mumcha, and he did. If he's caught, it's not as terrible a misdeed. Still, he's mirtas. Once he says who he bought it from, he's afraid, and mimela, he's neman. That's all by gvina, which is the rabbanon. Bisedere aisa mishliach chashid leachloi v'amalei mishpani mumcha kanisi machlaikis bein achreinim mimahani. Machlaikis by something that can be checked. Whether we say a person has a nemanis, and in parentheses he says it's a machlekes shachantaz. He says if a ramah. So it seems from the parentheses at least that most pesukim hold that you're not neman, and very often it just depends on the person you're dealing with. So we had already earlier that if a person has nothing to gain, he's not chashud. If you're in a place where it's easier to buy in a kosher store than in a treifa store, so we don't say that the person, he's not mahachis, we don't say he's going to go out of his way for treif, and therefore, I guess it makes it in a way, a little easier. So I have some girls that live in our house. I doubt they're not makbid Achal Yisrael. So I send them to the store to buy something, they bring it back. Most things have labels. But they go and they bring back soft ice cream. I can trust them that that's Chol Yisrael. Why does it come out?
Usually it comes in a cup or something.
What?
Usually it comes in a cup that you can tell.
Let's say you can't tell. Obviously the halacha. Okay? They come in the house with soft ice cream. I know for themselves they're not makbid Chol Yisrael.
They know you're makbid?
They know I'm makbid, yeah.
So they would lie you, could you?
Yeah, shkaich. Based on
what you said before.
Based on the siftes. It's interesting because I'm not sure how deep an appreciation they have of what it means that some things are usur and some things are mutter, but okay. Okay. Klal Ayin Beis, Yemitz Hashem, tomorrow night. I don't know if everyone's going to like this. The level of nemanis of an isha on... Sishri Chazal say a woman is neman on everything except things that take a lot of hard work. You gotta stay on top of them. Like Bidikas Chametz. It's the strangest thing. The Taisa says that Bidikas Chametz, you can't, don't trust the wife. You gotta do it yourself because there's so much work that the women are not gonna want to do it. It's the opposite of today, no? No, I'm just the opposite of today. They do all the work. Okay, so tomorrow, Klal Ayin Beis.